Vayter in Shas from Avakama Daf Kuf Vav. Pick it up on Kuf Vav. 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down. Last word in line. Gufa. Zok the Ha'ilu Gemara. Gufa. Amar Rav Huna Marav. Mana li biyadcha. Let's say I go and I say, hey, you have a mana of mine in your hand. In other words, you owe me $100. V'hala omer ein lecha biyadi klum. You don't have to me in my hands anything. I don't got nothing. V'nishba. Then you swear. Bo Edom. And the Edom come and they say, what? Of course you do. Of course you have that money. What you lying, boy? Why are you playing these games? Potter, you are potter. You don't have to pay. Shinamazov says, V'lokach ba'olav v'lo yishalem. And his owner shall accept it. He shall not pay. Kivan shekibo ba'ilam shavua shuv ein v'shalman mamon. Strange, you think? Like the guy stole, he lied, and he ends up giving back what? Just a shavua, nothing else? Yeah, but that's what he says. Nama Rav says, Mestabim musadarav ben milveh. It makes sense. What he's talking about is a milveh when it was a loan. Dilotzanit, because you know the din is milveh lotzanit. If I go and I lend you $100, you don't have to give me back the exact $100. You have to give me back another $100. Rashi says, "Abaya tashlumin ve'ika lemeimer deshivua iftar leid mitashlumin k'tachsev v'lo yishalem." You don't have to pay. That's where he says it's din. Even though, again, interesting din, but he says it over there. I've probably pikadim, but with something like pikadim, I give you a watch. I say, hold on to my watch. I have to give that a tip. But Yeshua says, "Damarikai." Therefore, it's still I still retain total ownership. Rashi says, "Inkan lo v'lo yishalem." You don't have the din of from the pasuk, and you don't pay. The hakol eicha deisei damarihu, because as long as it exists, it still belongs to me. So that's where his din wouldn't apply. And if the guy lied and he swore that he didn't have it, he really didn't have it, he'd give it back to me. V'alokim, says the Gemara back, no, by the name of the Lord. It's a shua, right, type of intense lashon. Amarav afilu b'pikadon, even by pikadon. The chik siv kra b'pikadon siv. When does the pasuk say this idea? We're talking about by pikadon, right? Says Gabi Shomer Sacher, that's when this din comes up. Frak the Gemara. Yosef Rav Nachman v'kamer l'holish v'aytiru saying over this idea. Esri Rav Achabar man yumin l'Rav Nachman. He came and asked a kash on him. For the Mishnah we know says, it's coming up in a few blad. Heichan pikdoni. If someone says to a Shomer Chinam, hey, where's my pikadon? I gave you my pikadon to watch my pikadon, to watch my watch. Amalo Avad, he's like, oh yeah, sorry about that, brah. It's lost, and now I'm off the hook. He's a shomer chinam. He's only gonna be chay for pshia. And over here, he says that it was lost and it wasn't pshia. Therefore, he's off the hook. And then I, the owner of the watch, say, hey, I make you swear that's true. Amar amen, amen, and he swears, he accepts it. For edim, edim also shachalo. And then the edim come and they testify that actually he ate it. Mishalim es hakeren, he has to pay the value of the thing itself. Says Rashi that he only pays the keren, the value of what it was. V'kefal lo, not kefal though. De'ein kefal el betoi nignav. The only time he's going to have to pay kefal if he claimed that it was stolen. V'chomesh v'alshem nami lo shaychi el kishahodu d'ksev begezel hager v'izvadu. Unless he admitted to it. So Mishalim es hakeren. Hodem yatsam, but if he admitted on his own, Rashi says la'achashvu, after he swore, Mishalim keren v'chomesh v'alshem, he has to pay all these things. So what do we see? That the shomer chinam is going to be chayiv even after he makes a shavua. Oh, Amalei Rav Nachman, Hachmai Skinan, Kigon Denishba Chutz LeBeizin. It's talking about a case where he swore, the Shomer Chinam swore outside of Beizin. Rashi says, Lo Alima Shavua La'afkue Mamona. When Rav says that a person makes a swear that he's going to be off the hook, that's only talking about if he did it in front of Beizin. Don't do it in front of Beizin, it doesn't get you off the hook. Amalei. So then, Rav Achamar Manyuni says back, I Hachi Em Esefa. That's true. Then what about the Sefa of the Mishnah, Kamer B'Kufchas? Heicham Pigdoni. That's how I come in and say, hey, where's my watch that I left to you to watch over? Amarlo, and he says back, you say back to me, Nignav, it was stolen, therefore I'm off the hook. Mashbiachan, I say, I make you swear, for Amar, Amen, Amen. And you say, Amen, I did it. I accept that swear. And then you have Edom come and say that he stole it, meaning you, Shomer Chinam, you stole it. Mesham Tashlum Mekefal, you got to pay Tashlum Mekefal. You got to double up over there. Hoda Me'atzma, if he admitted on his own that he said it was a Shua, that he lied, then Mesham Karen V'chol Mesha'ashim, you pay all these things. If you want to say we're talking about a case of outside of Bezin, Mika Kefal, you have to pay Kefal at all. So what's going on? Must be that it was inside of Beis Din, and therefore the Reish also says Gemara Amalei Yachilna L'Shanu Yilach Reisha Chutz LeBeis Din Sefer BeBeis Din. I could simply answer you, yeah, the Sefer is talking about Beis Din, but the Reish is talking about outside of Beis Din. Miu, however, Shinui Dechika Lo M'Shanu Yilach. I don't want to give you like a shvachetik answer because that basically then I'm splitting the Reish and the Sefer. Either Beis Din. So I'm going to say both of them are Beis Din. Below Kasha, if both of them Beis Din, because then why is it that the first guy If it's in front of Beis Din, why does he have to pay then? Because it's like Rav's Din that he paid him off with the swear. Kan Mikaf, that's the first one. Was talking about a case where he jumped. And what does he do? That is that I got up and in front of Beis Din, I made you go and swear. But it's not that the Beis Din made you swear. You just did it in front of them. And Kan Mishlokaf is the second case. It was safe. It's like, well, I didn't jump up and do it, but the Beis Din made them go swear. And therefore, that's why, in the first case, you're going to be chayiv even though you swore in Beis Din because it doesn't get you off the hook for lo yisham because it wasn't Beis Din that did it. Armalei Rama Bar Chaim Rav Nachman Michli. Let's break it down. Break it down. The Rav lo svirlach. Okay, I got that you don't agree with Rav. Right? You don't agree with Rav. Mashkunei nafshach ad the Rav lamalach. Why are you making yourself like a mashkin for him to help him if you don't agree? Says Rashi and Shkuna Avtok Lavobim Koma Latarit Kushus Lahami Devarav. Why are you trying to help him in such a matzav? Amalei says back Lefarusha LaDerav. I'm coming to explain Rav. Derav Hachim Itaritz LaMasisin. This is just how Rav would go and explain our Mishnayos. Right? I'm not coming to help him. This is just what he means. V'Harav Kraka Amar said the Gemara. But Rav brought a pasuk. He brought a pasuk. What do you mean that he's coming to explain like the Mishnah? Amri, so he says back, Kra l'chol nishbayin shabatora nishbayin v'lo mishalmin huda asa. The pasuk is coming to teach that anyone who swears midaraisa, he swears and he doesn't pay, v'lakach ba'ala v'lo yishalim, because we explain its owner shall accept this shavua and then he doesn't have to pay. Misha alav l'shalim hu nishba. The one upon who would have to go and pay if he ends up losing is a one who has to go and swear. That pasuk is coming to tell us who's the one who's actually going to be making the shavua. But the Mishnah is coming to teach us Rav's din. Now, says the Gemara, another kashan Rav, Masav Rav, Amnuna. Amnuna comes in, he says, now hold it now. We're going to see as the Mishnah in Shavua, so it's talking about the case of somebody who swears, but he's lying, he swears falsely, denying the fact that he's in some sort of money issue. Yishbiya love chamisha pamim. If let's say I go and I have I make you swear five times about the same thing. I say, you owe me, owe me, owe me, owe me. Yomi, 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 yomi. And you say, no. Swear. Bain, b'fnei Beis Din, b'fnei Shalom, b'fnei Beis Din, either in front of Beis Din or not. For cover, I love. And he denies it. Chayev, now he's going to have to pay. Al kol achas v'achas. What are we talking about? It says Rashi, chomesh v'asham. He's got to do both. Amar Rabbi Shimon said, Ma tam, why, what's up, Shad? Hol v'yachal lachsor lahodos. What's the reason why? Because every time he swore, he could have gone back and admitted that it really owes in his chayev. Therefore, each one is its own particular shvua. Rashi says, V'nim said, V'kul and kofar mamon. V'halcha kafat lo matzis amrat. And here you can't say this din that the Mishnah is talking about where I jumped up and made you go and swear. Yishbiya alav katani, because it says that it was yishbiya alav, that it's meaning the court came along and made him go and swear. Says Rashi at the end, v'katani yochel lachzor lahodos, he could have gone and admitted, ama akati mamonis legabe, it's still considered money in front of, by him. Says the Gemara, chutz lebeis din lo matzis amart. You can't say, at the Mishnah is talking about where it's outside of Beis Din, means to say that after the Beis Din said to him, you have to make a shavua, he left over there and he swore, and he didn't do it in front of them. Bifnei Beis Din Ketani, because it says he did it in front of Beis Din. It says straight up he did it in front of Beis Din. So, but at the end of the day, it comes out, like Rashi points out, that each of the guys, you know, who's denying it, this Ganav, his shavua is considered a shavua because at any time he could have admitted to the fact that he's chayiv. So it comes out that after this guy takes a shavua from the court, he remains chayev to pay, which goes against Rav, who says that once he swears, then he's off the hook. At Gemara, who most of them mefarakla, Rabbi Nun asked, and he answered, when we're talking about over here, that this Mishnah, that whether it's in front of court or outside of court that he swore, litzdad in katani. It's talking about two different situations, two different cases. Ishbiya alav chutz lebeis din. He had him swear, right? That's talking about a case where he did it outside of Beis Din. Ube Beis Din kafatz, and when it says, Ube Beis Din, when it says in Beis Din kafatz, talking about where I jumped up and made you go and swear. So you never actually have Rav's thing that he was swearing in Beis Din because of Beis Din. It was either in Beis Din because of me or outside of Beis Din because of Beis Din. So therefore, Rav's Din doesn't apply over there. And that's why he's going to have to go and still pay. Masiv Rav. Rav comes along and he asks the cash in this whole thing over here. Right? We know the Braisa, but it says, Balabais Shetan Tainas Ganav Bipikadon. If the Balabais goes and he says to the Ganav, you know, to the guy, he says, the Shomer Chinam. He says, you know, you're a Ganav. I gave you something, you stole it. Nishpa, and then the guy swore that he didn't, but then he admitted afterwards, you're right, he did take it for himself, he took my watch, and that was a false swear. Bo Edom, and then Edom come and say that he took it for himself. Im achelo bo Edom hodu, if he admitted it before Edom showed up. We saw this Gemara once. Misham karen v'chom sh'ashem. So then he has to pay these things. Vim mishabo Edom hodu, but if it was already once Edom came, misham tashlum kefa v'ashem. All right, now he has to pay even kefa. Because he stole. V'acha chutz le-beis din v'kafetz lo-matzah samayit. Over here, we're talking about a case. It's talking about outside of court, or where he jumped up and made him swear. Kefel katani. Because it says that you have to go and he has to pay kefel. We know that's only if he swore in beis din, and the swear was because of the beis din. However, the price is still coming out that whether he admitted or Edom came after the fact he swore, he still has to pay the karen. But if Rav is saying this guy's going to be off the hook in all these cases, so how does that work? Elamer Rava, Kol Holda. Anytime this person is Ganav, this Shomachinim, he admits that he swore falsely. Lo Shnatoin Tain is Avad, Lo Shnatoin Tain is Ganav. Doesn't matter whether he had said that it was lost or that it was stolen. Lo Amar Rav. Rav didn't say that his Shvu is going to get him off the hook. The Hawk Siv Vihisvada. Because it says about somebody who admits the boy shlumi karen v'chomish, he's got to pay karen v'chomish. Toin tainis ganav ubo edim nami lo amarav. And also when you have your toin tainis ganav and then edim come, also Rav isn't talking about over there to get him off the hook. The hook sifta shlumi kefil ki amar. When is Rav's statement come along that the shomer chinam goes and he swears he's going to be off the from paying? Yon shetoin tainis avad v'nishbat. He's talking about a case where he says it was lost, and then he swore v'lo hoda. He doesn't admit to it, but then Edom come along and they show up over there. And over there, the Torah over there isn't going to say he's going to have to pay. And Rav is going to say that, and the owner shall accept this, and he doesn't have to pay. He's talking about that once he swore, he can't have to pay anymore. Also, Rav Ganda from the Shvait of the community, Rav Ashi. He came and said it's for Rav Ashi. Amrele, he says to him, Hashta, Uma Rav Hamnuna Tamide de Rav, Viyada Dama Rav Yehuda. We know even Rav Yehuda, Rav Hamnuna, who was a student of Rav, he didn't explain the way that Rav just explained. Viyada Dama Rav Yehuda. And not only that, he knew that Viyada Dama Rav Hoda, sorry. And he also knew that Rav said his din in reference to a case of Hoda, Vikamosav Hoda, all right, because we see that his whole kasha and Rav from the Mishnah is talking about a case where he actually admitted to the fact what he did. Va'at amart Hoda lo amar Rav, and they want to say by case of Hoda Rav doesn't say it, and it makes no sense. Rava wasn't even a Talmud of his. He's explaining Rav's shtickle differently than his own student Rav Hamnuna. Somebody doesn't make sense there. Amalei Rav Acha, Amalei Rav Acha Sabel Rav Ashi. So he says back. Rav Hamnuna Hachi Kakashale. That was actually a question. He asked that. Beep, turn the page. I amart bishlama nishba ki asu edim michayev. Right? Everything's going to be good and ganty. We're talking about a case of someone who swore falsely. And then you had Edom come and say that he's guilty. That in that case, he's going to be chayev. Amtu lachi michayevin le karban ashvua basraisa. And that's why we said that he's going to be chayiv to bring a carbon, a asham, for the basaisa, shua basaisa, the false swear that he did after each and every one of those five cases, because ha'ov yachal lachzer lodos, because each time he could have retracted what he said, and he could have admitted to what he did. Ella, however, I amart ki asu edim putter, if you want to say that when edim come, and they say this guy's guilty after he does a shua, he's going to be putter, he's going to have to pay. Like Rav was saying, Then we have a problem with the Mishnah. Mi ika midi de ilu asi sadi masadi vipater. Is there such an idea that Edom come and they testify against the person and they're off the hook? Vana neku nechayiv karban ashvua ho v'yachol achzor hodos. Yeah, we're going to go and say, okay, you're off the hook, but you're going to be chayiv to now bring a karban because of the fact that he could have retracted and then admitted. Hashta mias laodu. But lamaisa, he didn't admit anything. And therefore, there's no debt that's going on over here. Rashi says, "Bein zulazu v'yishtak red hashta miyas ha lo odu bein zulazu v'yishtakach the kfiras devarim ba'almahu v'labamano gabe sharei ein yachal otzi beidim and able to get out with eidim." But at the end of the day, his challenge to the Mishnah goes up. It works, for the Mishnah shows that this person would be chayef to pay even if eidim would be meyed that he is guilty. All right. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ha toin tain is gana b'pikadon. Somebody of a shomer chinam. And I'm a shomer chinam, and I go and I claim somebody stole it from me, when really it's not true. I really stole it. Misham to shomer kefel. Then I have to pay kefel. Tavach ha-machar, if I get it, if I shacht it or sold it back early in the Masechta. Misham to shomer b'chamisha. Got to pay dalad v'hei. Hold the gada misham to shlomi kefel. Since he stole, he's got to pay kefel. Towing tainas ganav misham to shlomi kefel. And we know that a towing tainas ganav misham to shlomi kefel. Ma ganav chu mishalim kefel. Just like a ganav who pays normally if he steals kefel. Tavach hamacha misham to shlomi b'chamisha. Af towing tainas ganav b'pikadon. So too is with the pikadon as well. Not just with Pikadon, some sort of thing that I have to be watching. Kishu Misham Tashlumi Kefel, Tavach Hamachar Misham Tashlumi Abba B'chemish, you'd pay 4 or 5. Malaganov, whoever says, oh, you can't compare this, because Malaganov, she can't Misham Tashlumi Kefel Shalom B'Shavua. Tomer B'Torin Tan is Ganov, she can't Misham Tashlumi Kefel El B'Shavua, the only reason it's Shavua, you can't compare the two. Amri Hekesh, he's a Hekesh. Vein Meshivin El Hekesh. You don't ask kashas, you know, that it doesn't have to make sense when it comes to a Hekesh. This is just a drasha. In fact, Amara. Okay, this makes sense according to one who says that one pasuk is talking about the shomer chinam is about actual ganav, and one is talking about a towing tainas ganav. Then everything's good and dandy. Very vehekish. Lamanda amar hi im yomatzei ganav v'im yomatzei ganav tavayu b'towing tainas ganav. Both of them are talking about tainas ganav. Mike Lamirma, what you gonna say now? You don't have a hekesh of it anymore if you do it like this. And so how do you understand Rabbi Yochanan that says that you pay dalad vehei for a ganav who shechs or he sells, and you're trying to compare that to a shomer who is toin tainas ganav? I mean, you say ganav ha ganav. He learns that from the fact that it says ha ganav. Drosha, another drosha. Eis Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan ask a kasha. Heichen shori. Let's say I go to a shomer chinam. I say, hey, where's my shor? I told you about my shore, boy. Where is my shore? Where my ox at? Nigdav. And the guy says, oh, it was stolen. And I'm off the hook. Mashbiachan. And I say, I make you swear. If I'm like, amen, amen. He's like, all right, cool. I swear. V'eidim, eidim aso sha'achalu. And afterwards, the eidim say, he's the one who took it himself. He ate it for himself. Misham says, Kefel has got to pay Kefel. Says Rashi, the towing time is Ghana because he was towing time is Ghana. I mean, he's the one who stole it. Now, we know that it's impossible to have a kezayis basa without shchita. It's got to be that the first thing he did before he ate it was that he shechted it. We see he pays kefel. We say he pays kefel. Tashlume kefel in. Tashlume arvechamish lo. Which means only kefel, but not dalad vehei. Oh, so you see a shomer that says that it was stolen and shechted. Is that can be chayiv dalad vehei? Not like we just said. It says Gemara, hachamai skinu. We're talking about kigon shalcha nevela. Nope, he didn't shecht it. He had his nevela. Yeah, straight up. That's why not dalad vehei. Affect the Gemara. Velishni lei kigon shalcha trefa. Well, why don't we just say that he ate it as a trefa? He shecht it and turned out it was a trefa. Why you gotta say it was a nevela? Kirev meir lekirev meir. Dalmar shchita shen ruuya shma shchita. If it's a shchita that's not roi, it's still considered like a shchita. So even if it turned to be a trefa, he's going to be chayiv to pay dalad vehei. This is called a shchita. V'lishane lei b'ben pakua. Why don't we just say, answer up to say we're talking about a case of a ben pakua. You know, ben pakua is that if you shecht an animal and inside that animal is another animal that's alive, that animal doesn't need shchita. and the person goes and eats it, it's not over an iser. You could eat it without even doing any shechita. So Rav Yochanan could have said that when it says that the in the Braisa, that the shomer who ate the stolen animal is not going to be chayav dalad v'hei, he's talking about a ben pakur that he had without any shechita, and there's no iser that he ate over here something wrong. He says, Gemara, Kiret and Meir. Tamar ben Pakua ton shechita. He says a ben Pakua needs to be shechted. He argues with a machlokas in chulin. He argues with Rav Shimon Shazuri. He says you have to go and shecht him. In fact, the Gemara v'lishni lei l'shani lei kigon sha'amad bedin v'amru lo tsei tein lo. Why does Rav Yochanan just answer Rav Chiya bar Abba and say that we're talking about a case where the shomer was in court and he lost and they said to him go pay and then he goes and he shechts and he eats the animal. In this case, he's not going to pay chayiv dalad v'hei. The Amar Rava say tain lo, if they say go pay him tavach umacher, then he goes and he shechts it, he sells it potter. So he potter dalad v'hei. My time away. Kevin the paskin the milsev tavach umacher since it was already paskined. Only after the fact that he tavach umacher have a gazan now is considered like a gazan. He is a thief. The gazan lo mesham to miyarv. Chamisha doesn't pay 4 and 5. Chayav ata li tain lo. But if, let's say, they just said you have to give him a tovah macher, then he shechted it, chayiv is going to be chayiv. My time, I call kamad lo psikale milsei. It wasn't yet a psak. Akati ganav, who is still considered like a ganav, he's got to pay dalav. So why did Rav Yochanan say that we're talking about a case where they said to him, go pay, and then he dealt with it? Ami said, velitamei, he answers back, according to you, that Rav Yochanan should have found another answer. Lishni le b'shutuf shetavach shalom midas chavero. Why don't we answer this to say that we're talking about a shutaf, a partner, who shecht it without his friend giving a rishus to go ahead and do it. Rashi, we saw this gemara earlier. Shutaf and shagun v'vatav ch'ohechad shalom midas chavero. I mean, in a perek merubah, shapata midalav hei. He doesn't have to pay. Dalav hei, right? Hela chadam itrei utlasa nakat. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan chose one or two, chadam itrei utlasa, one or two or three different answers. He didn't mean that he's the only answer. And there's other type of answers you can be giving. Okay, now, someone who claims there was a theft, there was a ganav, in reference to something that was lost that he was supposed to be watching, when really he's the one who's the ganav. Misham tashem, he carefully picks careful. My time, adchsev al kol aveda asher yomar, for any lost thing which he says. Right, he's gonna have to go. He's got to take care of it. In fact, more Eisri Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Ki Yitain Ish. He says, hold on. The pasuk says by a shomer chinam, if a man will give his friend money or something to go and watch over, Ein Nisinas Katan Klum. It's telling us that the giving of a katan is not considered anything. Right, if you're doing this, is a cut, the person giving it over is a katan. I only know that if he gave it over to watch when he was a katan and he came to ask for it back, he was tofeh when he was a katan. What about, how do we know it's the same miut that it's not going to be included? Tamad lomer, ad ha'elokim yavo dvar shneim. Oh, ad ha'elohim, meaning it's the judges. Until the judges, they're going to come, both the claims, Ashtetein Esina, Utaviyah, Shavim Gachad, until both of them are equal, both Gadol. Ve'im Isa, and if it's really true that the one who finds this lost thing is going to be Chayiv to make a Shvua, and he's going to be Chayiv Kefel if he claims that it was stolen, and turns out he's the one who stole it, Tavi Name Keveda, then it should be also considered like an Aveda. Something given over by a Katan should also be considered like something which is lost. Meaning, if there's a claim by the owner of the lost article who never gave it to someone and he's allowed to go cause the person to go and make a shvua, and there's going to be chayiv kefel, then let him come as an adult. Let the general claim of an adult who would go ahead and bring someone to court for giving back something that he gave to him as a katan should also be a strong attempt. And even though his quote-unquote nesina's giving was not considered halachically a giving, he should be no less than a person whose stuff goes into someone else's possession, meaning somebody took it from him. Amalei says to Machem Eiskinen, what are we talking about? Kegon sha'achol kishukatan. It's a case where the shomer got rid of it, he ate it up, while the kid was still a katan. Aval kishukatamai. What would be the case if the one who gives it was an adult? Achinam edam shalim. You want to say aval kishu gadol, if the time that the shomer ate it, the guy was a gadol, You're going to say now he's going to have to pay KFL if he was on who stole it? Instead of saying until it's equal, just say that the eating and the tviya and being tovei are the same. Both of them happening during the time when he's a gadol. Okay, no problem. Let's switch it to say like you just said. That's good. Rav Ashi Amar Lo Dami. No, you can't compare. You can't compare. You're saying that when he's giving his a katan to when it's you can't compare. You cannot compare the case of a katan giving depositing by somebody to somebody losing something. Someone else takes it in. Aveda ka'asi mikoch ben das. Because an aveda, this lost thing, comes into the person's possession by a ben das. But v'ha la'asi mikoch ben das. But when it comes to the idea it was a katan, it becomes a gadol afterwards. That doesn't come as a ben das. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.